Good morning and hi to everybody and everyone. You are listening Oroville News from Oroville for Oroville. And today's news are gonna be rapid as it was your specific request from the recently filled up survey. And for those of you who didn't fill it up, I'm really sorry for you. Today's Monday, 11th of January, and here in Oroville is sunny and cold on 18 degrees Celsius. And we can expect intervals of clouds and sunshine with temperatures from 21 to 30 and with winds from northeast at 13 to 20 kilometers per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated 23%. Brother Christopher from Revelation has been released from hospital, but he will be confined to his home for an unforeseeable period of time. And he writes that he must live the life of a recluse for a long while, not too happy about it, but he will carry on serving Mother as long as it gets and work from home. Today between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at a Multimedia Center Sustainable Development Practicum, the American University of Paris, presentations and development communications project created by students. Today between 5 to 6:30 p.m. at Oroville Cafeteria, 10 Keys to Good Health with Sharon for a talk by Ram Aditya. Tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. at Audiovisual Space in Kalakendra, Bharat Nivas presents Aurora's Eye Film, a showcase by independent filmmaker Serena Aurora with premiere of Oroville Dream Down to Earth. On Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. at Sire Meeting Room, we are invited by TDC to a presentation by Jan Imhoff from Akashwa about his study on wastewater treatment in the residential zone. In the Hall of Harmony at the Ashram School today at 8:30 p.m., it would be a concert by Shri Salil Brahmachari on the violin, accompanied by Shri Stadip Chatterjee on tabla. On Thursday 14 at 7 a.m. at Bharat Nivas, Lowry Thursday. We are all invited to celebrate with them the beginning of this new year with the Puja and Anyagna Homa. On Friday, 8 p.m. at Kripa, a Sarir musical on piano Pushkar. Today and tomorrow at new Foodlink site, Oroville Farm Group celebrates Pongal. In the morning 9:30, collective meditation, then introduction to farming, after fundraising lunch, music performance by local groups, and closing with collective chanting to thank the Mother Nature. On Friday 15, between noon to 6 p.m., Menakshi invites us to Ilangari Educational Center for Pongal Bazaar, open to all. Sante will be closed for Pongal on Saturday 16th of January, and due to the Pongal, the news and notes number 632 will be delivered on Monday 18th of January. On Thursday 14 at 5 p.m. at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, the French Pavilion presents workshop by Nard Borro, practitioner from Paris, and Natasha with introduction to the Qigong of Joy. Oroville still needs to purchase land, some in the city area and large portion of the Oroville Greenbelt, so Lands for Oroville Unified, LFIU, is actively fundraising with its two campaigns, Acres for Oroville and Green Acres, in close collaboration with Oroville Land Board. Please donate generously to make Oroville happen, and every amount helps. And you can consider also regular monthly donation, financial service, account 100 and Unity Fund 240001. The Oroville Land Party is planned for February 7th afternoon. And from basketball team, saying Happy New Year, and it's a dirt ball time. The 15th edition of the annual Oroville Week Basketball League in to this year. They're saying they need you to sign up already, and only sign up if you are in Oroville at the time. And you shouldn't forget that it's open to all, regardless of gender, for the young and the less young, and long as you want to play basketball. And around the third week of February, dates will be confirmed. From University of Human Unity comes an announcement for the winter program 2016, and they will present a series of courses from January 14 to February 20, culminating in a three-day seminar on February 25, 26, 27, with presenters Nishta Miller, Rod Hemsel, Ladislav Brosman, Vladimir Yatsenko, Werner Statman, Fraze, at Savitri Baravan Garden Room and Reading Room. Timings would be Thursdays and Saturdays, Thursday 4:45, Saturdays 9:45 a.m., January 14 to 16, and February 18 to 20. And in the city there are some exhibitions going on. from 9th to 23rd of January at Kala Kendra Bart Nivas, we can see The Moving Finger, a solo show by Ayana Gunjan, curated by Dr. Alka Pandey. And at Pitanga, Mother, Goddess and Little Girl by Kranti Cheon, from January 16th to end of the January. At Arolec, a cafeteria, the Dara Shikok album, A Mogul Masterpieces exhibition is going on. And from Jinga Saroba, it's still invitation going on for the festival, which will be happening between 11 to 14 of February. And they're asking to help them celebrate oneness and unity in a unique capoeira festival, because they're saying the more people who participate, the more fun the event will be, because it's not only capoeira, it's also music, it's crafts, it's friendship, it's fun, it's food, b-boying, and God knows what else. You can check it up on jingasaroba.com. And you can contribute to financial account number 251616. At Bart Nivas today at 6:30 p.m. you will see interview with Noah Parent on his life and work in Oroville. At Cinema Paradiso, a comedy series going on tonight at 8 p.m. Within Nail, made in UK in 1987 by director Bruce Robinson. Tomorrow, Pride, made in UK in 2014 by director Matthew Warkos, and on Wednesday, Micmacs, made in France in 2009 by director Jean-Pierre Jeunet. Albert Einstein said, "The most beautiful emotion we can experience is the mystical. It is the power of all true art and science." And the most mystical statement of all came from him when referring to life in general. He said, "All this is but a dream." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.
Me want a sunny day. Me working hard for surviving alive, and me not stop. I'm crying today. Me a forget little shelter from my family from the raindrops. And if we try to overcome, this cat's whole life will fail.